Welcome to the Coda Catch-Up Podcast. In this episode, it's a little bit special, just a little tiny bit. It's the 50th Coda Catch-Up episode. I'm kind of excited about it. I didn't quite set a goal to be like do X amount of episodes. I just kind of was like, all right, this is what I want to do. You know, I love talking about the web. I love sharing my knowledge and hearing from other people and finding out how they're handling problems and things like that. And I thought, why not get it out there? I already do this at meetups that I go to. Why not go into a podcast? And now here we are, 50 episodes in. Technically, I think it's more like 60 or 70, I think, if you include the news episodes, which I've just kind of like flicked off in terms of the count there. But it's 50 main episodes, or the weekly episodes. So I'm pretty excited. I'm very, very surprised on the amount of feedback and the positive comments I've been getting and the growing subscribers. It's been really, really fantastic. So I really want to start off by just saying thank you to everyone who has been listening, who has subscribed, who's shared it around, who's taken part in the podcast itself. Anyone who has asked me questions or anything like that, I really do appreciate it. It means quite a lot to me. This is kind of crazy. It's a little bit surprising to be able to say that I've done 50. You know, it's not a huge milestone, but it's certainly a milestone in itself. I mean, 50's a pretty good number to achieve, I think, personally, for something that I set out not aiming to kind of, you know, get anything massive. Don't have any sponsors. I'm not really out there looking for sponsors, but if there is anyone who wants to sponsor an episode, please do contact me at codacatchup@gmail.com. We'll see if I like your product, then yeah, you'll get on. But if I don't like your product, I won't. There's definitely a line there. But it's been an interesting ride. What I set out for Coda Catch-Up to be. Now, if you've been listening from the very start, you'll know. But if you're semi-new, you definitely won't know. So originally, Coda Catch-Up was going to be a single, like one-on-one interview podcast. So it's literally just interviews, and it wasn't going to be weekly or anything like that. It's just going to be when it happened. So it wasn't going to be, you know, very regular of interviews, because at the time, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I didn't want to dedicate all this time to it. So it started to take a little bit of a turn because I decided I want to get the nerves out and kind of just get things rolling before I started doing the interviews. So I started doing the solo episodes, and it started to get a lot of really positive, returns in terms of people saying, you know, this is great, I've learned something from this, or can you keep doing more of these, things like that. And the response was really, really good. So I did a couple interviews with my friend and former colleague, Jordan Gardner. So he came on there, and I'd lined up a few other interviews. But the solo episodes seemed to be what people were really loving. Now, there still was a fairly large number of listens for the episodes where I interviewed Jordan, but it just seemed like people are enjoying the solos. Now, that doesn't mean that the solo episodes are going away. I'm still going to keep doing solos, and I'm just going to try and introduce the interviews, because I still do have a number of people lined up, and I really need to get them on. So it's just me, just, you know, getting into gear and making sure that happens. So I think that'll be pretty interesting. I think now I've got the format right in my head that I can start doing these interviews and be very, very comfortable with it, and hopefully get some great catching up information from whoever we're interviewing. And on that note too, with the interviews, it's not going to be like your big names, so, you know, your Drew Wilsons and things like that. It's not going to be that. It's literally, I want to be talking with other developers. Doesn't matter your skill level, if you're a beginner, if you're intermediate, advanced, rockstar, ninja, whatever. I want to talk to you and find out, you know, what you do, how you do it, the problems you face, how you overcome those problems, things like that, and even what you do in your day-to-day life outside of your actual job or your passion there. I'd really love to know that. So if you do want to come on and just have a chat, definitely send an email to codacatchup@gmail.com and we'll organize an interview. So that's one of the things. A lot of the podcasts out there, the interview people who are fairly big in the industry and they've got a name for themselves, but there's so many people doing amazing work who don't actually have a name for themselves. And I think they definitely need to have some more light shined on them, and also to show people that you don't have to be this crazy, amazing rock star name out there to be interesting. I mean, everyone's got some kind of amazing story to tell about their journey through their web career, whether they're just beginning it or they've been doing it for a long time, or they feel like they're at their plateau or anything like that. Like there's always something to learn from someone. It doesn't matter, you know, if they're in a different, completely different language, in terms of like someone that you might not talk to who does Java stuff. You might find some amazing stuff coming from someone who does Java. Or on the other hand, you look at someone who's doing something like C or, you know, Ruby or Python or whatnot. There's heaps. So yeah, it's really, really interesting there. And also it's open to designers too, even though it's code to catch up. I do want to talk to designers as well, because designers, you know, they're doing, it's probably surprisingly, some people might, there's two kind of camps on this. People are like, yeah, the back end architecture matters the most, but really the front end, in terms of design and actual usability and UX, all that jazz, all those fancy buzzwords, everything that makes an experience awesome, really comes down to the design process, and that design process comes in multiple forms, but that makes a huge difference. So it's really important to me, and especially now that it seems to be more designers are learning to code. I know there was this big thing about designers should code or shouldn't code, but a lot of them are, and it's becoming easier, I think, for them, seeing as that a lot of the work that we're doing these days is coming more to the front end. So you're looking at really JavaScript heavy applications, and that's more of a front end thing as opposed to a back end thing. And you've got the options like Firebase, so you don't know, you really need to know how to create a backend. You've got things like Firebase there for you. So it's quite an interesting time. But yeah, so that's how things kind of change for Code to Catch Up, being aimed at doing one-on-one interviews and becoming a solo podcast. I don't regret it, not at all. I do wish I got the interviews on earlier, but as I said, I'm still planning to do that. I just need to pull my finger out and get it done. So yeah, but I'm really appreciative of everyone who's actually subscribed and listened. It's pretty amazing to watch the stats go up and up and up every month. It's it's gratifying, definitely. Not that I'm out there to kind of make anything really of it. It's just something for me as an outlet, and that hopefully will affect other people in a positive way, in which from the feedback I've been getting, it has. So that's awesome. And also got some really nice comments back from someone on LinkedIn. I'm forgetting his name, I'm sorry. But he was saying that he really liked my my screencasts, and I hadn't really done many screencasts before. I started off, before I got into podcasting, I was doing screencasts, and mainly it was for clients. So we built a system, and instead of doing like a PDF or a document, or a HTML living document of how to use a system, I'd record videos and walk them through it and speak about it. And I found that converted, and generally just it got their attention and made sense, because actually seeing it happen and it's being narrated, like, you know, okay, this is what I'm doing here and this is why, and they could come back and reference that a lot. So yeah, that was really cool, and I was really enjoying that, and ended up starting to do some screencasts on, you know, how to do this in Drupal or whatnot. And people are seeming to enjoy it. So in addition to the podcast, when I'm starting up, there might be videos up there now, there might not be. I'm going to start doing screencasts on a YouTube channel for Code to Catch Up. So it's going to be Code to Catch Up on YouTube there, and there'll be videos, which I'm not sure. I'm really, really, really not sure about how I want to do this. If I'm going to do like a series like Up and Running with Drupal, or maybe just doing general reviews of software, or maybe seeing how to use software, like an in-depth tutorial about Gulp or Webpack or something like that. You know, I'm still not too sure, so I'm just going to do whatever comes to mind. But if you do have any suggestions or things you'd like to see, definitely send an email through to codecatchup@gmail.com. I read every single email too that comes in, so if you do send something in, expect a reply fairly soon after it's been sent, depending on the time zone. But yeah, so I'm kind of excited about that. At this point in time, I'm recording this prior to Christmas. It's when I'm recording this, it's the 4th of December. So I'm not too sure when this episode will come out. It probably might be right around on Christmas. So I don't think I'll have any videos up prior to the new year for Cody Catch Up on YouTube. But we'll see. Who knows? I might be able to get some more time away from family to record a couple sneaky little videos there. We'll see how that all goes. Now, as for me personally, the things that I've found interesting with the podcast was it's certainly helped me in my day-to-day life with general public speaking. Like, I already spoke publicly at meetups. So I've been running Drupal Gold Coast for like nearly 5 years now. And I've been speaking every single meetup there, so I think I may have missed one. So I'm kind of used to that, but it certainly has helped me how I project my voice and how I speak with people in meetings and things like that. So it's been really beneficial to me in that respect. The other things that I've gained from it is a little bit better time management and learning how to process my thoughts a little bit better. So that's been quite interesting. One of the things, though, that I've been trying to get across, because my whole idea was literally to get some information out there and kind of learn from other people and you know, give my knowledge and get some knowledge back from someone else. I feel like the podcast is doing that, but I want to do a bit more. So I've been playing around with the idea of writing an accompanying article, a blog post, which will probably go on Medium. I've already done a couple, but I need to record the podcasts themselves, and I thought it might be quite nice because you could listen to the podcast and then go and view the Medium article and get some more information there in a readable format. And then I also thought that it could work the other way. So if someone finds the article on Medium, they can see a link to the podcast episode and get an auditory version of it, essentially. So it won't be quite, maybe word for word, I don't know. I haven't really worked out what I want to do there, if it's kind of just an auxiliary piece or something like that. But I thought that might be quite handy. I'd love to know what your thoughts are on that. What do you think about it? But I'm just going to actually try it and see what happens. And, you know, if it takes off, it takes off. Otherwise, yeah, it doesn't really matter. But that's essentially it. So it's 50 episodes in. I'm sure there's going to be another 50 to go at the very least. I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. I really thoroughly enjoy this. But yeah, really, really thanks for everyone who's been listening, who's subscribed, who's given me feedback, positive or negative. I really do appreciate any kind of feedback. If it is negative, hopefully it's in a positive way, like it's constructive and not just blatantly negative. That doesn't help anyone. But yeah, thank you so much. I know this is a little bit of a different episode. You're probably not getting as much as you would from a normal one where I'm talking about a topic, but you definitely got to celebrate milestones. It's pretty important to celebrate them. Give yourself a little bit of a pat on the back and make sure that you thank people who have helped you get to that milestone. So this is my big thank you to everyone who's been listening. And that's essentially it. But if you have been loving the podcast, please do leave a rating and a review in iTunes. I'd really appreciate that. It helps me know what you're liking and what you're not liking, and also gives some more visibility to other people who may find the podcast very beneficial to them. So I'd really appreciate that. And once again, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe, and that way I know some more definitive numbers, as well as you'll get the content straight away as soon as it comes out, so you don't have to look around for it. But make sure you also follow Cody Catch Up on Twitter at Cody Catch Up. And make sure that if you've got any questions, anything like that, please send them through to codycatchup@gmail.com, and we'll catch you in the next episode.